It feels a bit like a funeral, I suppose. It's gathered, or people have gathered to bury Audio Year decently, and say that it's not going to happen anymore, and say a few words over its corpse, really. And I do feel a little bit like I'm at a sort of a funeral, because I feel sad about it. I was enjoying the practice of making and listening to audios around a theme of an audio year. I suppose I never really got seriously into the idea of having to do one every day as a discipline, because every day I make so many audio boos that it was more I was trying to get my head around the particular quality that I might do my best to invest in the theme of audio year. And for me, I suppose I was only getting started when it petered out. It was a great idea from Ernmander, I thought. It was, my first instinctive reaction was that it was impossible, it was too big. But I have a tendency of going for big challenges and being attracted by them, so and then being deviant on the rules, so that I never felt any onus on me to do an official audio year boo every day. I was still grappling with what is the nature of audio boo, and there was that, or what is the nature of audio year, and there was that famous for me, or that memorable audio from Bernie Goldbach, where he tried to put a bit of a steer on it in terms of putting a theme down that we might collectively follow. But I guess that's it now. I guess that's it's good to be involved in things that fail. There's a lot of learning from failure, and a lot of learning from going against the grain. It's against my grain to give up, and it always does me good to give up when I do give up, because, you know, I can get stuck in trying to carry on with something long after it's apparent to everybody else that there weren't any solid legs there. So this is a good experience to experience the sadness. I think more than anything else, I was attracted by the prospect of a small number of people dialoguing with each other through the medium of audio year, and wondering what might emerge out of that. And I don't suppose this is the project on which to know that. Because when something is going to be short and it's going to happen, like audio mo, it is absolutely achievable. And to be involved in an activity which is achievable with people is more normal than to be involved in an activity with people where the prospect of giving the activity up is more likely than the prospect of keeping it going. So this audio will only make sense to people who have been involved in audio year, and maybe it won't make sense to anybody except myself. But it's more about the feelings of, as I say, of sadness and the benefits of sadness, the advantages of disappointment, and kind of feel in some way I'm remembering Adam Phillips, who's written books with titles like, you know, The Value of Disappointment or something. But anyway, to Ern Mandor especially, I owe a huge debt of gratitude for the pleasure of participating in projects with him, and to Telling Tales, who was the, in the nicest sense I mean this, the first to jump ship. I just love the difference between us, and it's been a treat. I was immediately extremely tempted to say, well, great, I'm the last man standing, I'm going to carry on for the year and damn you all. But a walk with the dog cured me of that. So I guess this is my my funeral oration over the grave of Audio Year. And as far as I'm concerned, there have been great traces of life being laid to rest. So there we are. Good night, Audio Year. Good night to all those who have listened to Audio Year. Thank you very much for tuning in. And who knows what the future will bring. Bye-bye.